Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I took some time to be with the Lord in December, and Bill Yont, who spoke a prophetic word early on about how the anchors were going to begin, news anchors were going to begin to just want to leave their positions. And we saw that immediately. We saw
Yes, that word has come to pass.
And all of a sudden, you're watching people that used to have a highly respected position, and you really thought, you just really hoped what they were saying wasn't biased, that you find out the entire thing. And what I saw all the way up to the time of elections, because nobody knew how it was going to turn out. I mean, I knew from what the Lord told me what was going to happen, but I only knew what I knew because of what God told me. The natural, what I saw in the natural, what I saw in all the media, what I saw, even when you hear President Trump himself, he thought, you know, looking at the exit polls and what was going on, I mean, everybody thought that one thing. The only thing I had that I knew what would happen was because God told me it would happen, but there was no evidence that it was going to happen. And it did happen, just like God, you know, said it would. And in that, you know, but you, right up to that, you begin to watch every news source you can imagine. Every one of them were literally prophesying, like on Mount Carmel, going, it's going this way. It's going this way. Remember Baal's prophets?
Oh, yeah.
And you had Elijah, and Elijah said, go ahead and prophesy. And so we saw all these folks out here and all these high mountain, media mountains, and CNN, MSNBC, even Fox
ABC,
was saying
it.
I mean, they were saying, you know, he's not going to make it. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. And it really, outside of God, it wasn't. But Elijah wasn't going to make it on top of Mount Carmel. And Israel wasn't going to make it if God, but God was with Elijah. But they were prophesying. So you heard people, I mean, they were prophesying nonstop for a couple years, but even up to the last second.
they were shocked.
There's no pathway for him. There's no pathway for him. It's just like them saying to Elijah, he's not God's prophet. We're God's prophet. He's not God's prophet. Yeah. Our prophet. And I ain't saying that Trump's a prophet. I'm just saying what God is doing in this day. And all of a sudden, they began to just their own words realize, it looks like fire's coming down.
Yeah.
This is not going to work. And it's like, what do you do after you given so many false news broadcasts?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you do after you everybody found out that you said you knew God and you knew what was right and you knew where America was going and you didn't know? And when you do find out, my goodness, Elijah does serve a God that's real and that he did answer and he broadsided us. And it's an amazing thing. You're looking going, oh, just like Bill Yont said, he said that they would fall. And we saw that happen before our very, very eyes. But now Bill calls me December the 22nd and he don't even know. I mean, obviously God was touching his heart when I'm seeking the Lord for 2017. And I shared this word at the Dream Center of what he said. As a matter of fact, let's go to the Dream Center where I shared it. Take a look. So here I am, a time of seeking the Lord, and immediately as I'm going off to be with the Lord, a prophetic friend of ours, at least a word was his friend, now he's a friend, has come. He's one of the ones that prophesied over the news anchors will be coming down. And immediately he contacts me once I go to be with the Lord. And he's so excited. He's so excited about seeing the word fulfilled in VFN and VFN television. And so he gives me this word, you know. And so I'm seeking the Lord for this year, 2017. And do y'all want to hear the word?
Yes.
Okay, that's what it says. It says, he says, this is the Lord revealed to him. He says, God, I will begin to redeem the media and the airwaves in 2017. I sense there is something in the air. It is though heaven is descending a little lower to the earth. The prince of the power of the air is being divinely interfered with and massively interrupted. We've been seeing that, right? He says, I heard heaven proclaim, the time has come to redeem the airways covering the earth and begin to impact media to become a conduit to pour out my spirit upon flesh. You want to hear more? I then saw angels begin to anoint satellite stations and dishes above the earth.
And on the earth, angels were descending upon huge television and radio towers. Let it be. Great heavenly broadcasting interference was about to come upon the earth. Angels are being assigned to billboards, newspapers, nationwide magazines. You know, one thing the Lord showed us during the Brownsville Revival, that the balcony was filled with angels, and it looked like an administrative office, and they were like faxing out, emailing, sending, well, not emailing by then, but just, they were sending communication around the world. They're the ones sending it out. Well, the devil's been doing a lot of that. God's saying that he's going to bring his staff in, and his angels that are in his right hand, he's going to be able to send them out. Awesome. Woo. He says, angels were being assigned to billboards, newspapers, and nationwide magazines, even addressing the addresses of pornographic empires, which is in America, were being given to angels for assignments. Airwaves used to announce outpourings would begin to happen. And we remember cabbage. I don't know if you remember the testimony. I was walking by the cabbage and my leg grew out. Anything, it says, anything the angels could get, it says, anything that the angels could get their hands on was about to be used to noise and alert people about the coming great outpouring of God's Spirit and love coming to earth. Computer online services will feel the weight of God's glory impacting them. Divine favor was being given to many ministries with the media this coming year in 2017 to go nationwide and worldwide. A hunger for the supernatural and the miraculous caused television and radio shows to open up for testimonies of genuine healing and heavenly visitations that would be broadcasted around the world. News reporters were beginning to lean towards unusual stories of awesome happenings that are leaving their listeners spellbound with the idea there must be a God in heaven. In closing, I sense the Father saying, I will use even the air itself to testify of my power and my might. From shore to shore, I will become the desire of the nations. He makes the clouds his chariots and rides upon the wind, wings of the winds. Psalms 104:3. Lord, we just receive this word. We thank you for the first word being accurate and true, and we saw it manifested in our lives. In order, in the time of seeking you, you sent this prophet to me. Lord, and I receive that word. Say, I receive that word. I receive that word. Say, I will adjust my life to line up with my expectancy for this word to be fulfilled before me in 2017. In Jesus' name, amen.
I receive that word.
Yes.
That's my life.
Yes.
I'm telling you, this is exciting. I mean, it's so exciting to see what God is doing. And he said, I mean, where we are right now, man, he spoke specifically to us and put us in television, the media, and all the things that we're doing. And it was on a prayer watch. It was on a prayer watch where, you know, God spoke.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.